Yep, everything's good. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic. It's not going to be that long, or maybe normal length. I have to go to work tomorrow, but yeah, it was either that or get fired. So they told me, hey, we can either have you come in tomorrow or not come in at all. It's up to you. I'm like, I'll come in tomorrow. I like having a job. So, I'm not going to say the whole thing, but they did me a special because I'm a fucking hard worker and I just had some bad luck with my transportation issues and all that shit. But now that's worked out, so I'll continue to have a job and shouldn't have any issues there. But yeah, they pretty much told me, they said, if you come in tomorrow, we'll take care of all that. Like, all right, fine. That's it? You guys just want me to come in? I mean, I still get off on Monday, which is great, and I can still do the show on Monday. We have one article, so, you know. It's just going to be, I don't know. I'm having something commissioned this month, which is going to be our little set piece for the whole, like, Grim Red Toons movies shows thing. But it's going to be a really cool thing, and it's going to be, it'll be like a television or a box, and in the middle of it, it'll be transparent, so I can just put that over as an overlay, and it'll just show what we're watching. So I think that'll be really cool. And that's what we're going to try to do with, it'll require a little bit more work from me, but it's fine, because it'll look cool. So, that's what I want to do, because that's what a lot of our content is going to continue to be. Like, if you like the Zelda thing we posted, that Zelda episode, that's the kind of stuff that I really want to do. Break in and say, this is red pill as hell. Dude, that was the most red pill cartoon episode I've seen in a long time. I never thought it would be, dude, Link learns hypergamy. I'm serious. You'll watch that episode and you'll be like, oh my god. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, Link learns hypergamy.
And guess his reaction to that.
He should have fucking, I'm telling you. Me and DP both said, we said, dude, when she was like, I don't need you, I've got this prince. He should have took his shit. And, I mean, he did. He actually said, you know what? I'm done with this. He got on the horse. And, of course, Sprite was like, Link, take me with you. And I was like, Link, you should have taken Sprite. You need a fucking flying, pocket pussy.
Barry?
Well, he needs a flying pocket pussy. Because, obviously, Sprite was...
Oh, yeah!
There's a fucking scene with him in the bathtub.
What is it, Mike?
There's a scene with him in the bathtub where Sprite says something lewd, and he throws the soap at her and tells her to get out. Dude, yeah, Sprite wants to fuck him. Sprite is basically, a fucking flying pocket pussy. And, I mean,
he's wet for Link.
Yeah! Yeah!
So forget the princess, he's got her.
Yeah, really. And the prince and Sprite always gets between them when the princess kisses, you know, he tries to kiss the princess. He doesn't want
got some jealousy going on.
But he's better with Sprite, personally. Because the princess, she showed him what she thought of him when the White Knight the episode is called The White Knight. But
God.
But yeah, she showed him what she thought of him when the White Knight appeared or the Prince appeared. She said, this is my friend, no, an acquaintance, this is some guy. And Link's like, what?
And Link's not really much of a simp in there, is he?
Yeah, Link was kind of, no, well, he came back, that's the problem. That's the problem because the...
he's the hero. Triforce of Courage. He can't ask to put up with Zelda's crap.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's putting up with a lot of her crap. I mean, he's putting up with her crap in the sense that, that nobody...
Mario does.
Well, no, not even like Mario. Mario does get it. But Princess Zelda is on a whole nother level, guys. I could not...
I thought she was kind of abusive to Link in Breath of the Wild, the memories.
Oh, I haven't played those.
But she
definitely
softened up before everything went to hell.
I haven't played those, but this is way back. This is a cartoon they did, and she was just...
I know.
She's just horrible. Like, I'm like, dude, take Sprite, fuck Hyrule, fuck Ganon, fuck the Triforce... Let it all go to hell, right off to some other new... Start off in the dark world or something. I don't know. But, I mean, Link was literally like the hell with it. He got on his horse, and he was done. And I was like, good, take Sprite, and let the fucking princess have him. Have her. And then take the fucking... let Ganon have the Triforce and say, fuck it. I'm not saving people, not if they're going to treat me like that.
And that's when the Hyrule fell.
Yeah, she treated him like absolute fucking dog shit. And then, you know, when she fell in the water, and the prince didn't want, a prince is supposed to look nice. I don't want to get my clothes dirty.
Of course, that's right.
And then...
It's always the prince... It's always the prince who turns out to be, you know.
Yeah.
It's always the prince who's stuck up and just
That's rich people shit.
There you go, yeah.
It is, well.
Stuck up rich guy.
Yeah, you put them in the commoner world, they won't last 2 seconds.
Nope. Yeah, he's like, I don't want to get my clothes dirty. So Link goes in there and saves the princess. And as soon as he brings the princess out, he says, oh, you're safe. I'm so glad to see you,
Princess Zelda. And then Zelda slaps him, right?
And that's, no, Zelda doesn't slap her. She walks right past him as if she doesn't know him. But at the same time, that doesn't fucking actually redeem her because she's... still allowed herself to be taken over by this nut in the first place. And this isn't even something that Ganon was a part of. Like, Ganon was happy that it was happening, but he didn't...
Was this prince a minion of Ganon?
No, he wasn't. Ganon was happy that it was happening, but it wasn't anything that Ganon personally did. He wasn't a minion, he wasn't a monster, and he still survived after the end of the episode. So
that's kind of a missed opportunity right there.
He's still out there.
Because I could see Ganon pulling something like that,
too,
to be honest.
And I thought it was Ganon. I said, oh, he's going to turn out to be a minion of Ganon. And no, he didn't. He was just a literal fucking prince. I mean, and to be fair, this prince wasn't necessarily a pussy. He didn't want to get his clothes wet, but he did fight. He did know how to fight, because there were some enemy attacks, and he was able to grab and hold his own. So when he's out there saying, like,
he's just fucked up when it comes to other things.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, princess.
But yeah, that's not what we're here to talk about today. What we're here to talk about is something that I actually made a video on a while ago, but I kind of want to rehash it a little bit. And I do want to add some updates because this, you know, there might be some other things we talk about. But, obviously we can talk about it now. I'm not sure if I'm going to talk about it with Phil tomorrow. I am going to make Phil aware of it. But of course, we all know about the Lolcow, the newest Lolcow on Kiwi Farms, the Kevin Handler Punished Doll Cell, whatever, you've seen it now, you know all the information.
Oh, what the fuck?
You know all the information, it's there in general, go ahead and read it. I thought I was going to jump on the farms for the first time in my life, but I didn't. And this... Well, I guess I can say it, because I had a talk with Ken Jennings last night, and Ken wants him on. Ken said he thinks it would be a good conversation, and I've given him Ken's email address. That's what Ken told me to do. Ken said it's against the rules to... He says we can't touch the cows, but you can... But I could do it, like, for him. I could give him the information if he wanted to talk to the guy. So I'm like, okay, fine, I can do that for you, no problem. Because he does want to talk to him. And of course, we're going to be doing some shows pretty soon. I'm going to be on one of his shows, and we're going to be talking Arrowgay. The reason why I'm talking Arrowgay is because it's a very controversial subject that I want some psychological insight into. And Ken's going to be the guy to do it. Remember, Ken's 100% A-okay with adult games.
Right.
So that's why I want to, and we're also going to talk about pornography and masturbation and all that kind of stuff. We're not going NoFap because he doesn't like NoFap in a psychological sense. And he doesn't, and he said some other things. It's very, very interesting. But we'll save that for the Ken chat because that's going to be really good. I think you guys won't want to miss that. And I'm really glad that he's going to let me sit in and talk to him about these things.
Oh, God.
Because that's going to be good. I mean, I am going to bring up stuff like Starless. And one thing we do got to talk about, because we are going to be talking about hentai games, is yes, Great Deceiver came out. It's on Steam. People have been sharing the patch that's on Joran. That patch is free, by the way. So if you buy the game for $15 at Steam, which I still don't recommend you do because it is censored, And I don't like Sei Shoujo games censored because they are about the porn. You know, whereas like Eve Nickel, you have a game, you know? So Eve Nickel 2 I wasn't that fucked up about because I knew there was like a game that I could play. So, you know, I'm not just trying to see the CGs. Now, does it hurt the game a little bit? Yes. You know, I mean when you censor things, it does. But at the same time, something like Great Deceiver, yeah, that needs to be uncensored, because that is all about the hentai. It is a nukage. And apparently it has some very tragic endings. It's not long. People say it's too short. And yes, it has ye good old scat in it, that everybody is freaking out about.
God.
On F95. Everybody is freaking out about it. I've had to defend it. And the only reason why I'm defending it is I'm like, look, this isn't... And even other people said, look, this isn't a game for everybody's sort of thing. And they were saying that they're trying to make scat fetishes mainstream. No. Empress is not trying to make...
God, Grim, you just like, that's the only reason you're defending.
No. Well, no, it's already been mainstream.
What the fuck?
Have you not met a German?
Oh, yeah, I know that. Of course.
Right.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. But they were like, look, these games, they're not just... They're sexual torture games. They're female domination games. So usually the female is dominating the male to do something very horrible. It's almost like a horror.
Dominatrix simulator. Got it.
Yeah, it's a horror at that point. Like when we play Starless, there's all kinds of really... It's supposed to be over the top. Remember, Starless wasn't just demeaning for the men, it was demeaning for the women, too. I mean, you saw what Meterai went through when I posted that video today about the old men that were running a train on her, basically. That's pretty hardcore. These are old, old, old men that they've given drugs to so that they can have erections again. And it is one of the most crazy fucking things I've read. And again, that's part of the sexual torture. That's not supposed to be pleasant. And, of course, she didn't like it. She's like, I don't want this to feel good. It may, you know, and there's a lot to be said for the psychological aspects of those games. But, you know, what I'm saying, though, is, you know, when you have a game like that, I don't know. Maybe it's, I mean, most of the stuff that's blurred is the vagina and the penis. And it's not super blurred. Like, if you looked at the blurs and dominance, you couldn't even see Ami's vagina at all. Like, you couldn't see it. It just looks like a bunch of... I mean, it's so pixelated, you can't tell. But when you look at Closed Game... Not Closed Game, but Great Deceiver, They have a much more lenient. It's not nearly as bad. You can actually tell what things are. It's a light blur. So it's not even that bad. And of course, Blood from Jast, he says, well, so they didn't fuck it up as bad. Or they didn't mess it up as bad. They didn't ruin it that bad, is what he was saying. He was trying to be sarcastic and saying, yeah, they still ruined it, but they didn't ruin it that bad. Remember, Blood is always anti-censorship in all things. He thinks the game should be, you know, completely uncensored and all that. That's the Jast guarantee. All their games are uncensored. If you try to mention that their games are censored, you get banned immediately from the server. He's not putting up with that shit. But yeah.
Well, then that limits their output then, because yeah, there are a lot of games that they otherwise could sell, but
oh no, no, their output is not limited at all. Matter of fact, they've got some of the biggest companies in the fucking genre right now. Nitro Plus, they've already put out one Nitro Plus, and they're working on another. Nitro Plus is like the, they're the big, yeah, they're the big publisher aside from like, Mages and Spike Chunsoft. They're like the major, you know, when they make a story, they make a story. Like, this is a game. This is high production values. Nitro Plus is the big Arrowgate publisher. Probably the biggest. Aside from maybe Spike Chunsoft and the, you know, the Steins Gate games. Stuff like that. So, yeah, this is...
Are you a hentai?
Yeah. Well, no, they're not. It's not. But,
okay.
It's not, but it is a visual novel, and it's one of the biggest, I want to say Nitro Plus is one of the biggest visual novel labels, or visual novel publishers out there. Yeah, they're one of the biggest in Japan is Nitro Plus. Hell, they had a fighting game just dedicated to their friggin' characters.
Yep, who, I have it on Steam, Nitro Plus Blasters.
Who else?
They've even got some guest characters like Super Sonico and, Kramer from the Fate series.
Well, yeah, but those are all, oh, well, yeah, the Fate series, obviously, that's a different company, but, no, Nitro Plus is, Super Sonico is Nitro Plus's mascot. Yeah, that's their mascot character is,
Oh, I didn't know she was Nitro Plus. Absolutely. I thought she was a guest character.
No, she's Nitro Plus's mascot. So, yeah, this game is really fun, by the way.
Maybe I'm thinking of that Dengeki Bunko fighting game where Kaneko is a guest character.
Yeah, that's might be what you're thinking of. But no, what I was saying, though, is... hold on. Damn it, those are spikes. This is a puzzle platformer, but it's really fun. What I was saying, though, is... Alright. Basically, we're gonna get down the brass tacks and stop bullshitting. Alright, so MindGeek demonetized MasterCard and Visa. That's a heavy hit.
Very heavy hit.
That's not the payment processors.
Who hasn't demonetized them by now?
That's not the payment processors. That's beyond the payment processors. You just got demonetized by the fucking banks.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, one guy, he said, look, if we want to buy porn, we need to buy it from the content creators. He was basically saying we need to support the sex workers and be a pay piggy. I'm like, no. And
that's the impression I'm getting. Oh, so you're saying be a simp official.
He says it's the only, what did he say? It's like, it's the only way that you really know. He used a certain word, but my brain isn't working right now. But basically he said it's the only way that you can be sure that the pornography you're getting is legit, it's safe, it doesn't have, nobody was harmed in the making of it, something like that. I see what he's saying.
My moral's trick.
I see what he's saying. Look, I see what he's saying. If somebody's harmed in the making of this shit, I probably don't want to support it anyway. That's true. But what I am saying is that I don't really want to support it because I just don't plain like the idea. But what I do like is the erogay and visual novels, the hentai stuff, the hentai games. And the reason why I prefer this is simple. Okay, when I go to OnlyFans, and I mean, there is some interesting content. There's, you know, a couple that I said, oh, they're cool. I would, you know, I like their content. And if I were in that pay piggy mode or whatever, I would support them. However, I don't necessarily like that whole mentality of, you know, because first of all, I'm supporting a woman. Now that you could say, well, this is their business. And if you buy a porn video from an actress that you like, or if you buy a Score, like Score magazine, you know, say that's, what's her name? Fucking, I don't know, Chelsea Charms, you know, she's no longer doing it, but Chelsea Charms, I may buy that and support her in the process a little bit, right? So if I wanted to support, one of these characters, I would be supporting their porn. Okay, so I understand that. That's kind of like getting a video. Maybe that's a fair argument. However, the thing that I don't necessarily like is how ridiculous that spear is. There's so many guys that are grubby for attention, and they want these women to love them. It's not like the old days where if you got a porn from Busty Dusty, you would imagine banging Busty Dusty, but you weren't actually saying, hey, I'm gonna stalk Busty Dusty and maybe see if she'll be my girlfriend. Because I can guarantee you that is not going to fucking happen. That's my problem.
Put him on the wall.
That's my problem. But she'll be my girl. No! None of these women were ever going to be. When I was a young man looking at this stuff, I never, like Pam Anderson. Pam Anderson had Tommy Lee, and then she had Kid Rock, and a couple other men that weren't me. And you know who wasn't upset? Me. Because they're allowed to fucking date whoever the hell they want. Like, oh my god, Stacy Keibler from old WWE, a friend of mine used to love her legs, you know. That's when Jerry the King Lawler was on there, and they could say all kinds of things about women that would now be considered sexist and misogynist. But Jerry the King Lawler would talk about puppies and legs, and man, what a great time. But anyway.
Put them on the wall, man.
Okay.
Wall.
But anyway, look, we used to say stuff like that, but at the same time, like, if you were going to try to, oh, I'm going to stalk Stacy Keibler, they would have fucking guards at your ass, like, real quick. Like, they would have, yeah. She would have security. And, I mean, some of these Insta-thoughts do have security. I think Amaranth has security.
That would not surprise me, because she definitely makes enough to afford it.
Amaranth, they're strong, independent women who don't need manages.
Well, yeah, but that's just a fucking...
They need simps, though.
That's all a facade. They need simps, they don't need men. What in the
hell? Well, you know what dress code is? Period.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah,
human.
I always say that. I say it on Twitter.
I mean,
and they
like
re-at me
said,
when I say
when,
that.
When I like, you know, but I'm saying I like that. You know, sure. There's a couple in there I wouldn't mind. See, if they released physical stuff, like back in the day stuff, DVD. I don't know, I might give it a shot, but this OnlyFans model, I don't like the idea of it, I don't like anything behind it, maybe it's just, I don't want to get with the times, but yeah. But it has to be somebody that really puts work into their fucking content. Like, there's a lot of really shitty fucking videos out there. I mean, and there are definitely women that put work into their... I mean, I'm serious. There are stars out there that put the work into their content. They get good... They got good cameras, good photographers, all that kind of stuff. They do, like, the old days where they actually gave a shit. And they'll give you the content that you want. Like, say you like breast expansion content. There's women on there that go above and beyond to go buy the, you know, everything needed to do that. And that takes a lot of work, video editing, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah,
And the cosplayers,
that.
I think they all make the costumes themselves,
yeah,
too.
See, I don't have any problem with supporting stuff like that, but there's a problem when you've got... And again, those content creators, they're not like, oh, I'm a homeless woman, please support me, I don't have anything. No, they're not like that. They're very welcoming to the people that like, you know, that are their fans. And there's even a few girls, I think one of them was actually mentioned in Drex's server, that I've known for a long time. She always would come with positive messages. She would go on Twitter and, you know, show off her boobs, but she would do more than that. She would talk about what she, you know, she's got a husband, and she just does this thing. She's a little older now, you know, she's getting in her 40s, 50s, you know, she's getting up there. But she still...
The wall smacked up.
Well, not yet. But she still has fun, and she, you know, she says she wants to keep people positive. She wants to get, like, a positivity. She's not yelling at guys. She's not doing that kind of shit. So I got, you know, I have actually a little bit of respect for that, because instead of...
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wasn't the video on Dressa server of her, like, in the kitchen or whatever?
Yes, her. And she even does that on Instagram. And I don't have a problem with it. I don't even know if she has anything that you buy. I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know if she has an OnlyFans. She never advertises it. She only just tells people to, you know, be positive and all that kind of stuff. And talks about her day and the things she's doing. And I'm like, dude, I respect that. That's cool. Because that's like a real down-to-earth actual fucking person. Another thing I don't like about these sex workers is that a lot of them are narcissistic. You know? Me. And I hate that. I don't care how amazing your work is. When you start to make yourself out to be this fucking bitch, you know, like, I know sex workers, okay? I know some. I've talked to some. Some are cool. Some are absolutely cool fucking people. Some are regular fucking people. But then you got some out there that are just, oh, you're too good for, what? Go fuck yourself. And you know what I do hate? Here's what I hate. I hate when a sex worker demeans a person who would rather, you know, buy the erogay or the hentai content over their work. And like, there's some sex workers, they're not that great. And they said, you know, oh, you know, support my work. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I actually rather prefer the eroge hentai games. And I showed some examples of things that I'm into. No, not Starless. But, you know, stuff like that that I was into. And they were really upset. And got bitched at by a whole bunch of sex workers. And they're like, oh, you're saying their content's not good enough? And so-and-so's going through depression and all that. I'm like... Okay, so let me get this straight. You're going through depression and anxiety. Yeah, I get it. I deal with anxiety myself. But that, so you're going on here and you're selling your nude images, which are probably put you in a very insecure state because you've got all these issues right now. So you're not really sure what you're doing. Maybe you don't have any money right now. I don't know what's going on. Single mother, probably. A lot of things like that. I get it. I understand where they're coming from. However, hold on. Is there a way to... No.
I have no sympathy for him.
No. I see what you're saying. I thought the frog gun could be used to... I guess it can't. I don't know. I thought you could pick up items with the frog gun. I guess you can't. Anyway, all right. What I was saying... they get all upset, they get crazy, they start giving me shit, because I'm like, hey, I want this content more. Like, And I said, think about it. Now we're going to get into the Arrowgate part. Why do I like supporting Arrowgate? Well, first of all, you're not just supporting one person. You're supporting a team. And think about Arrowgate versus Sex Worker. Now, Sex Worker will put effort into it. Sometimes they do video editing. I understand. I respect that DIY aspect. However, you can probably edit a video in... Hoshioni's not here, but if he was, he'd be able to tell me. But you can probably edit a video in the time that it takes... I don't know, maybe about an hour, right? Maybe about an hour? Is that kind of... Is that fair? You'd say it would take about maybe an hour to edit a video and get it ready for the internet? Anybody?
Yeah, depending on how long it is and what you have to edit.
Okay. So, that's not... I mean, that's work. I've done that kind of work myself. I know what that's like. But, again, that's not anything compared to making an entire game. Because you got to think about it. What goes into a game like... Let's not do Starless. Let's not do Seishoujo. Well, no, let's do Seishoujo, because, you know, he's very popular. I'm a big Empress fan. But, okay. So, first of all, Sei has to draw all that. Sei admitted that he doesn't like drawing by hand. It's very hard, it takes him a lot more work, and it hurts his hand. It cramps his hand a little bit. So, he doesn't like drawing by hand. He prefers digital art. Now, that doesn't give him a leeway. Drawing with digital is just as difficult and takes just as much work as drawing with a pencil, drawing with pen. He still has to do all that. And you got to think about it. Because, you know, they've got to draw all these different scenes for these characters. And not just one scene. If we think about what goes into a game from, say, Seishoujo, we have one scene, you know, one CG to start. And then he has to make a variation of that scene. And then he has to make another variation of that scene. And these are long, large, you know, variations. And then after he's done, you have to have a color, you have to have a shader, just like with a comic book. So that's already more work than an OnlyFans video. That's way more work. Because we're talking about what goes into a comic book. And we know what goes into a comic book. So then you have to go into, so we've drawn everything. Now we have to start programming. We have to, you know, not to mention writing the full script. You've got to have somebody that's a writer. And if you've got multiple choices, you've got to write multiple paths for each choice that you pick. For every decision you don't make, you have to write an entire scenario based on the other decision. And then think about when you get to another decision. Then you have to branch that off again to another scenario till you reach your end of your route. And then you come back. And you have to build from that, from the very first choice, all over again. And if it branches, you do that again. So you're writing several different scripts. And I'm not saying all games are like this when it comes to visual novels. However, there are a lot with choices. And if you're doing choices, then you're obviously going to have to write whole branching script paths to cover those choices. So yeah,
right.
That's a lot of work. Okay, so now we've got
One thing I think, although I would assume, like, with the art, considering all these visual novels they're not animated, it's just still art. So they can just reuse a lot of pieces, they can reuse a lot of the art.
Well, they...
Or alter it just enough.
Well, but what I'm saying was with a game like Starless and closed game, stuff like that, yes, they do alter it every time. They do alter it. They have several alterations until they reach the final. They alter it every time. They don't really reuse the CG. I've noticed that. It starts one way and then it moves to another. Yes, they don't reuse the CG. That's one thing that makes that he really works himself to death. And I mean, if you read the logs, if you read the damn logs that he's written, he's like, he's talking about writing. He literally wrote closed game and potential ability at the same time. Yeah, he was talking about writing them both and not sure if he was going to be able to complete them. So, yeah, that's a lot of work. Remember, they're their own little studio. You know, they're not a big studio at all.
Did he vomit when writing it?
Huh?
Did he vomit when he wrote it? I would.
What?
The damn degeneracy that is Starless and whatever, and the sequel.
Oh, yeah, he wrote all that. Say wrote all that. Yeah, Holy Girl.
So did he vomit on it?
Holy Girl wrote all that. He wrote, yeah, he wrote Starless. He wrote Sleepless. He wrote Sleepless Nocturne. He wrote Great Deceiver. He wrote, he did not write Closed Game. He did not write it. The guy who wrote several certain parts of Euphoria and the guy who wrote Sadistic Blood wrote Closed Game. So, yeah, of course, we've played several of those. Not all of them. I mean, we are going to finish Sadistic Blood by the end of this year because it's not that long. This is a 6-hour read, guys, and I'm already 3 hours in. So, yeah. I don't know who wrote Dead and Aegis. I forgot. I don't know if it's one of those guys or not, but... But what I'm saying, though, is... Alright, so we have our script with all its multiple paths. We've got our CGs, and keep in mind, all these CGs, they don't repeat CGs. Now, they do have, you know, the standing sprites and the backgrounds. That's something that's obviously going to repeat. You know, they have different variations. Like, sometimes a character's standing sprite will have a different costume, different attire, something like that. Maybe they'll have different facial movements. You know, that's all in the, you know, because Closed Game comes with an editor where you can actually make your own scene in Closed. I didn't know if you knew that, but it does come with an editor where you can kind of, you know, play around with it. But, so yeah, there's that. And then you've got to get into the programming. Well, now you have to get into the computer, plug in your script, make sure everything works, clean out all the bugs. And then, what do you have? You've got... So now you have the script, the CGs, and the programming all together. We have a game. But we're not done yet. Because what are we missing? We have... You know, you can play it. But there's no music. So what does that mean? We have to go hire some artists. We have to go buy some music. We have to find skilled, talented artists that can do the music for us and pay them to do a soundtrack for us. So now we've got to pay a musician. Now, sometimes the OnlyFans or a sex worker may pay a musician for, you know, rights to the maybe music that plays in the video, but I doubt there's many that have music in their videos. I strongly doubt it.
I never understood that because I know a lot of people just mute the music immediately in a visual novel unless it's actually really good. I do the same
and
shit.
I hate that because I love the music in most visual novels. And that's one reason I don't like that one guy that was doing it on Pornhub because he muted all the music. And I said myself, I said, I'm going to do it and show the music and let people bitch because the music is fucking god tier in some of these visual novels. They work really hard. And some of the themes are absolutely incredible. I love some of the themes in Starless. I have hummed some of these themes in visual novels. I've loved them so much because they're so damn catchy. But now we've got the music, we've got the programming, we got the script together, we got all that done. So what are we missing? Oh, voice acting. Now this is a take it or leave it because some are not voiced at all. Rance is one of them, but Rance is a completely different story. Because when we're talking about Rance, we have to go beyond. And we will. We're going to build into that. We're going to build from Say Sojo into Alice Soft. Because I have to build from the visual novel to the game. So basically, we have to get voice actors. Now, with Starless, they could only get a few female voice actresses. They got a few. They hired a few. They did their lines. That was good. They paid them for it. With Lewdness, they got a male voice actor. They had to pay him. So they got more voice acting. The more money they get, the more money they make, the more voice acting they can have in the game. So that's pretty cool. So now you have the full game. And that takes months, if not a year or more, to create. This is one project with several people. Hard work, effort, meetings, being bitched at by Sei Shoujo, as many people have stated. He can be a hard ass, and he has to be. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they've already got Nocturne out, so they're going to have something else ready for us. You know, Nocturne is just a little 9-hour VN. For him, that's nothing. But he's going to come out with something else next year. He's going to keep coming out with stuff because it's very popular and it does well. Why do you think DMM picked Empress? Because they knew... Well, the only reason they picked Empress is because of Elf. They had a tie with Elf because they did a couple of Elf games. But that's why Great Deceiver got picked. Not because of Empress, but because of Elf. Because Elf is the one that does... I'm not sure if they have their gym game, but basically all Great Deceiver is a crossover between Elf and Empress. So, yeah. And there's two games that, you know, that's actually part of two games. It's not, it was released as a pack in Japan where you got both games. One was Great Deceiver and the other one was the Elf game, which took place in the gym. They both take place in the same gym. And, by the way, Great Deceiver has nothing to do with Starless. It's a side story. It's a what-if story. It's not Sleepless. It doesn't have anything to do with the main story. So whatever happens in the game, it doesn't matter. Like, it literally doesn't matter. It's just, if you don't like what happened to the character, fine. It's not canon. None of it ever happened. So, just think of it like that. Now, back to... Okay, now that we have our game done, which took all this effort. I mean, months, years. I mean, we're talking about Nitro Plus with all their animated scenes, animated cutscenes. Oh, yeah. The bigger ones, Tack, they do have animated cutscenes. They have... I've seen animated H scenes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that booby game, which I said didn't have a plot because it didn't need one. Almost all the H scenes were animated, and it did stupid well when it was selling. I like large boobs, but the problem was it didn't have any story. Like, they tried to... They basically did a half-assed story, and it didn't really matter. Like, it was just a little half-assed story... And I'm like, dude, I really don't care, because all this is just a sex scene viewer. That's literally all it was. There wasn't anything to tie in. There wasn't anything unique. It's like, oh, this is a vampire girl. Oh, this is a space girl. This is an elf girl. This is a blah blah girl. And it's like, dude. And oh, you can get them in orgies and whatever. It's like, no, fuck that. I like huge breasts, but that's... And I also noticed some reused sprites. I was like, oh my god, they're reusing sprites and everything. So I wasn't that interested in that game. Even though a lot of people loved it, I just wasn't my thing. I mean, no offense to them. But, okay, but what I was saying is, now when we move into the realm of the H game, the action eroge, now we have a little bit more going on, because not only do we have the main elements I've said, the visual novel, the art, the music, voice acting, now we have to make it into a game. So what does that mean? Well, say you're Alisoft. Well, we like these elements, but let's make Final Fantasy. We're doing Rant 6. And oh no, let's make Final Fantasy style battles. But let's not give him a top-down map. Let's do traditional wizardry-style dungeon crawling. Let's make him walk around in a dungeon. So now you have to design a three-dimensional dungeon with all the different floors and rooms and everything else. And you have to design several of them with different, you know, to make them interesting so they're not boring. So you design those, and then all of a sudden you design events within the dungeon, which control what's going to happen. So now you have all this stuff that goes into the visual novel, because Guaranteed Rants has everything I said and more. But now you have a game that we have to walk around and play and fight monsters and gain levels, and you've got a full-fledged RPG. And those don't take a couple of months to make. Some of these take a year or so, you know, maybe even more than that. You know, it takes a while to make a game. So, think about it like this. You might be selling your nude pics for about $10 a pop, right? Like, $10. $10 a sell. You know, sometimes they'll do shit like that. Alright, so if I buy three of those, I spent $30. Do you know what I could buy with $30 in the Aerogame market? Well, I could buy Rants 6, and I could buy Rants 5D. That's an older game, but there's also, I believe, I'll have enough money for Rants 1 and 2. Or I could probably buy Rants, Sengoku Rants, which is hours. That's 120, 160 hours of gameplay. Or I could buy Rants Quest, which is an 80-something hour RPG. So, what am I going to spend my $30 on? Three pictures of a woman that I will never in my life meet. Or a game that can keep me playing for days, weeks, months, years. People have gone back to Sengoku Rants for so many times. It is considered a treasure in the genre. So we're talking about that kind of enjoyment. Because if we're talking about pleasure here, if we're talking about hedonism here, and enjoying, you know, sex, but also a game, I'm going to go with Rants and Evenickel and games like that every time. Because I know I'm going to get something. Oh, and by the way, they also have a story. Like, you can get interested in the Rants games for their stories. Like, you know, what... there's so many different things that happen with Rants. You learn about his personality. You learn there's things he won't tolerate. Like, I don't know if I mentioned this or not in another video, but if I haven't, I'm mentioning it here. But there's basically this woman in Rants 6 with an item called the Neonomicon, or whatever it is. It's supposed to be like, you know, the Necronomicon from Evil Dead. But basically, she was doing experiments on animals, and then she started doing experiments on people. Well, eventually, she creates... She meets Rants. And remember, Rants does want to fuck her. Her name is Papaya. So basically, Rants wants to fuck her, of course, because he wants to fuck all the girls in Zeth's swimsuit. They actually have a swimsuit magazine that you look through, so you know what girls you want to basically defeat and have your way with. But Papaya is one of them, and Papaya says, okay, Rants, you want to have sex, right? So she basically opens him up into this den of whores, which she created. She created a sex room, which is basically took a whole bunch of women and took them apart and made experiments out of them, where you have a wall of boobs and just like parts of them where you just like you have a literal head that's like a ona hole. You just stick your head. It freaked Rants out so much that he ran out of the room screaming. He's like, oh my god, I don't ever want to see that again. And being the torturous kind of guy I am when it comes to these things, I had to go back into the room two or three times. And of course, every time Rants would go in there, Rants would be like, no, don't bring me back in there. I don't want to see any of that ever again.
Look, you know it's fuck when Rants is running. That's how you know it's messed up.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't what I wanted. These women aren't even like they're parts of women that are animated, inanimate, like they can't ever die. Yeah, it's so fucked up, dude. But yeah, he will actually have to fight Papaya, I believe. But that's the one that I was basically... Yeah, because I'm only in chapter 4, and there's 7 chapters in the game. It's long. It's It's a long game, dude. It's a full-fledged RPG. When I tell you it's long, there's a reason why I'm not playing it on the show or anything. Because I'd be here all fucking day. I think Evenical's about 30 hours. Evenical's about 30 hours. I could probably chop through it in a year or two. But Rants, no. I'm playing all those, especially since Revy wants me to do the special pass for Sengoku Rants. So, yeah. I have to get through Rant 6 quickly. And I'm cheating through it, by the way. I'm not completely cheating through it, but I'm still dying. There's still parts where I accidentally had to fight the Japanese version of the Jump Tower, which has the War God, and that thing, it pissed off so many Japanese players that they had to patch it to fix it because people were complaining at how difficult it was. These are the Japanese complaining. So yeah, it was hard. That thing barely took any damage. And I basically had to cheat engine it to get it to where I could actually, where it wouldn't hurt me. I mean, because that fucking thing, it was immense. And before you even fight the War God, they make you fight fairies. But those fairies, they can hit you for one-hit kills, and they attack more than one time. It's like, what the fuck? This is what the Japanese were pissed about. So they changed it. And by the way, that War God, it only appears again in the game, like, right towards the end and out in a way off place. Like, it's not something you normally run across in the game. It's an after-game boss. Or after-game enemy. It's more like a boss, though. That thing is crazy. But, yeah. But, like I said, you get Rants. You get, you know, when we can talk about a bigger game that actually had to be kickstarted, like Holy Knight Rika. Think about what happened to went into Holy Knight Rika. All those CGs are animated because it's no longer CG. It's all CGI. It's straight up computer. Everything is done real time. You're watching CGI scenes of the sex. It's a little bit different, guys, when you've gone from CGs to full on, you know, full motion video, I guess you could say. Character animations, multiple character animations. Oh yeah, it had a lot of goblin sex in it too, a lot of orc sex. I mean, it was always the goblins raping her, but you know, there was a couple. There's one where not the female ones, the male ones. There's one where the character basically, she actually becomes a, like a regular working girl, and she has sex with men. So that's one of the big changes that they have, because everything else is basically goblin sex. It's so weird. Like when a mimic catches you, and you think the mimic's gonna fuck you. Nope, a goblin appears from the back while you're stuck in the mimic.
It's always the goblin!
Yep, while you're stuck in the mimic's, you're stuck in the inside of the mimic, you know, the chest is closed on you. And then the goblin's like, well, I'm going to take advantage of these legs sticking out of this fucking treasure chest. Yep.
Damn it, Koopa.
Yep.
Yeah!
That's what I mean. That's what I mean, guys. And, but yeah, you still have to do all this. And there were several scenes in that game. You could exhaust yourself. I didn't even want to see all the scenes. There was too many scenes for me. I was like, I didn't really care that much. I was interested in the game for the game. Because it gave me about 20 hours of gameplay, which is more than you get from a lot of these, you know, action platformer type games. I still think it's the best action platform in the Aerogate genre. And then you got games like Shady Loot Cart, where you get CG scenes, but you're playing Mario Kart. I mean, come on! What do I want? And you know how much that game is? $20. So guys, I could get a couple of pictures from a woman that is not gonna fuck me, is not interested in me. You know, she cares about my money more than she cares about me. And not get half the enjoyment. Like, when I support a game like Shady Lewd Card or you know, future fragments, which they're about to finish. They're still working on. He says, I've got 277 lines of dialogue to go, but I promise I can get it by September the 22nd. But yeah, he's working his ass off. This is hard work going into a fucking action platformer with 277 lines and I don't know how much voice dialogue. They had all these people come in and voice record hundreds of lines. This is top tier shit, man. So I'm saying, look, I can get that game. I can get so many other games and have fun and get sex. I can even get stuff that you can't do because it's physically impossible or it's not capable. You can't do it in the real world. In these games, I'm talking about Monster Girl games and stuff like that, Slime Girls, you know, Slime Girl smoothies, stuff like that. And I'm not just talking about their games. There's a game that Jast released with a Spider Girl, an Orc Girl, and I think a Slime Girl. And there's that one you can get. I don't know any. I don't want to fuck a Spider Girl, but. I don't know any. I saw a spider today. I didn't see a spider girl. But that was that. I mean, that's what I'm saying, guys. It's just absolutely ridiculous that somebody thinks that I'm going to pay money to them for something that is a superior alternative. Like, I know you work hard on your stuff, but these people work harder. I mean, they just do. I mean, if a sex worker says, hey, I'm going to try to incorporate my scenes into a game, I'm for it. Like, I want to see you do that. I want to see you work on a game where you incorporate your own scenes. I would be interested in that. If you can make that game exciting and you can get my attention, I will support you. But I haven't seen one sex worker at all do that. And you know why? Because there's too many simps out there that are, you know, there's too many simps out there that don't care. They're just like, I'm just there because, I don't know.
He wants validation.
Yeah, he wants validation. Coach Greg Adams made a video, and he said that the number of, a record number of Zoomers, young Zoomer men or boys, are virgins. And we're talking about virgin shaming here. Well, let's talk about the real virgins. It's not the women, it's the men. And they're like, oh, well, women don't want to fuck you. And I mean, because I was basically reading an article in CBR, which is a horrible place, really progressive leftist. But basically, they were saying the MCU has become the MCU, and some people aren't happy. And they were like, well, why are you giving these incels any time? Just do what a woman does and walk away from them. Don't pay them any attention. And I'm like, okay. So I assume all these men are just
single. Well, the one will just cry to the government.
Yeah, it's... Well, they always do. But no, this was a man saying this. This was a man saying... Yeah, it's a man saying this. Married man.
Oh, cuck man, you mean.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I do like that, you know, one of my managers is getting married, and basically the other manager next to him. No, listen to this.
No, all married men in 2022, if you get married in 2022, you're a cuck. I'm labeling anyone who gets married in 2022 a cuck.
Okay, that's fine.
There's no excuse.
But what I'm saying here, I was going into a funny. Basically, my other manager says to him, he says, welcome to prison.
Uh-oh.
That's what he says. He says, welcome to prison. Oh, he's not with his anymore. They divorced. Custody battle, hell, all kinds of shit. This dude was dying of a freaking heart attack. He had like a stroke, heart attack, something like that. And, it's just bad. So, yeah, that's how I feel about all that. Damn, they were right about not being able to keep all these goddamn red coins.
Oh, this is gonna suck. I don't like that they did this. But, guys, yeah, people, it's bad. And of course you got all these guys that they're probably not getting any either. And they're probably just trying to make themselves out to be so. And that's a lot of these trad guys, the moralists I've talked about, that'll be like, well, if people are just going to be in love with dolls and robots and cartoon characters, that's pretty pathetic. I said, well, that's the way things are going.
Like, you know what? I'd rather be pathetic than a prisoner for life. Quite literally, actually, in some cases.
It's what a lot of people are doing. It's what a lot of people are doing. I said there's over 10,000... I mean, there's 10,000 men right now. I said it's not going to change until society collapses. That's when it would all... when it will change.
You should at this point.
But, I mean, yeah, because the women aren't going to change. They've already been given free reign. I basically got shit on by a fucking feminist because I was pointing out the difference between the boys' comic. We've covered this comic. This was today. Between the boys' comic and what AMC did. You know, how they got rid of the mother's milk part. We're basically reiterating it. Slight reiteration. Basically, his daughter comes down. She's wearing... what is she wearing? She's dressed like a thought. And what does he say to her? He says... this is his teen daughter in the comic now. This isn't like the AMC where they changed it to a little girl and he's still married. No, he's a single father. And the mother... well, we'll get into that. But basically, the daughter comes downstairs... in something that Drexel would tell his daughter, you better get back upstairs and put something better on. And she says to him, and he says to her, he says, didn't we ever talk about you wearing things like this? And she says, well, it's like last time, she's like, I don't remember you being in charge of me and blah, 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 and I'll go back to live with my mother and blah, 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 blah. So,
Butcher, you can go over there.
So Billy Butcher is over there, and he said, excuse me, mate, I'm gonna go out for a bit. So he goes outside, he finds Mother's Mill's daughter, and basically she's over there talking with these thugs, older thugs, I mean, straight-up thugs, and basically, you know, he approaches them, and they say, oh, are you English? He's like, you got a problem, man? And he basically holds out, he basically takes his shirt, pulls his shirt up and shows his gun. And Billy Butcher takes his gun and he smashes it. He said, Glock's a wanker's gun, son. And all of a sudden the guys are just shocked. They drive off like crazy. And she says, why did you do that? And he says, you know, you gotta understand your father... you know, what he's done for you. He works every day that God gives him to give you food, to have, you know, a bed, a warm place to lay your head, a roof, you know, all that good stuff. And he says, you know, when are you gonna stop dressing like a tart and hanging out with these tossers, you know, these punks? When are you gonna stop dressing like a thought and hanging out with thugs? You know, instead, you need to get in there and
now, let her do it. Now, let her do it. Let her ruin her life so she can come back crying to him. Oh, no, I want to come back to unless you... no, fuck her, you're done. Well, let her do it. Let her ruin her life at this point. There's no saving
her. Well, that right there should have been a damn wake-up call. I'm telling you, that should have been the wake-up call she needed right there. Because basically, yeah, basically,
a dude broke his gun? Yeah, if a dude literally breaks his gun right there in front of you, yeah, you don't have shit to lose at that point.
Yeah, I mean, that right there kind of... that, yeah, he took the gun and just smashed it in his hands.
Yeah, he was willing to literally die right there at that point.
He wouldn't have been killed. He wouldn't have been killed, that's the thing. He took the gun. That's Billy Butcher, man. He's using that shit that the superheroes are using to beat them. So, but no, like I said, He goes in there, he gets the, he smashes the gun, he drives out, he says, now get in there and show your old man some goddamn respect. That's what he does. He tells him right straight up, get in there and show your old man some goddamn respect. And, that's all it is to it. That's all it is to it. I mean, no, I'm sure she'll like, oh my god. I mean, maybe she will, maybe she won't. I haven't read the later books, but I will, I hope. I hope she'll learn a lesson, but Garth Ennis was trying to say something.
She doesn't, so she can learn the hard way. But Garth, that's the only way these people are.
But Garth Ennis was trying to say something. And the woman got mad at me. I said, oh, so the comics so the show's worse than the comics because it doesn't show him slut-shaming? I was like, slut-shaming? She literally is a teenage girl dressing like a thought to go hang out with these older, you know, I mean, she's a minor, and these are older men. She's literally going out to hang out with these older thugs. I said, yeah, these look like, I even went ahead and took parts of the comic and put it in the response. I said, look at the context of it. Look at the context.
It just says, oh, so she supports pedophilia then.
And it's like, look at the context of it. I was saying that. Well, no, I didn't say it like that. I said, so do you think it's okay for a young woman of this age to be hanging around these older men that are clearly, yeah, that are clearly, you know, they're clearly like that. They're clearly, they're deranged. You know, they're thugs, they're criminals, they're probably going to be in jail. They're not good influences for a young girl to be around, especially dressing like that. You know, that's what I'm saying. And she was giving me the business, and then she wants to, oh, well, you have anime in your profile, you can't really say anything. I said, look, there's a difference. I said, I like to see drawn women, and you know, stuff like that. I like poses, I like pictures, I like photo shoots, stuff like that. But I don't like them walking around in public dressed like that. There's a time and a place for all that. There's a time and a place to dress like that. You know? I mean, you gotta look at some of these women from the 90s. Do you think a lot of these women dressed like that in the 90s? No, they didn't. Nor in the 80s. They didn't. I know they didn't. There's women that would come up to me and say, hey, is this shirt, you know, they would have, you know, big boobs. Who's like, hey, is this gonna cover, are they covered? You know, I just want to make sure that, you know, guys can't see. Because they cared about their body and they didn't want people to just ogle them. That's the difference. They didn't want guys to sit there and ogle them and be like, oh yeah, they weren't, they knew better. That's the problem I'm having now with, you know, with these girls. They're like, oh, you're slut shaming. No, I'm pointing out.
I'll just call her a pedophile then.
I'm pointing out.
The moment I hear that.
Facts. Well, she hadn't read the comic, to be fair. She thought these were teenage guys.
No.
She hadn't
read. No, still, if she said that to me, I'm calling her a fucking pedophile because that's essentially what she's fucking promoting.
Oh, well,
she wants minors to fucking hang around, walk around like a fucking goddamn fucking stripper in front of those criminals.
Okay.
Which I already know what's going to happen the moment that happens. So yeah, she's a fucking pedo.
You got it. Hold on. Okay. I didn't get what you were saying, Mal, but yeah, you're right.
Did I disconnect?
No, you're good. You're good. Are you here? I'm still here.
Yeah, I am.
I hear you.
Okay, but what I was saying is, no, you're absolutely correct. I completely forgot one thing. Uh-oh, hold on. All right, guys. All right, sorry about that. Yeah, that's my phone. I don't have that much SD. I did. I just, it's full of music. I got 18,000 songs on my phone, okay? Probably 20,000 now. But, I know, I'm a music,
wow.
I'm a music whore. But basically, guys, yeah, you're right. You said one thing that I wasn't thinking about. And that one thing is that she's a minor. So she shouldn't be dressing like that because she's a minor. She's a teen girl. So basically, you are right. The young woman who was acting that way, I'm assuming it's a woman, it could be a man, it was an alternate profile. But I'm assuming it was a woman by the way it was acting. I hope it's not a fucking dude. It probably is. If it is a dude, it's definitely a pedophile. If it's a dude, it's definitely a pedophile, for sure. Oh, man. I gotta race this guy. But, oh, man, this better not be like the fucking Psycro race from Earthworm Jim 2. I fucking hated that. But,
Oh, yeah. Well, those were annoying.
Oh, my God. No. The last one in Earthworm Jim 2, where the last thing you had to do was race him in the cathedral level. That fucking sucked. I was so glad when I finally beat him. But, yeah, that... No, I liked the original races. The meteor race, that was fun. Oh, this is hard. Oh, this is stupid hard. But, alright. But, yeah, anyway, yeah, that's really the main point of it, man. She's a pedophile. I mean, or the guy was a pedophile. Or whoever that fucking person is. They're definitely promoting a minor... And, of course, now that I've shown the context with that person being tagged, I was like, well, here's the context. I have the book. I can make it easy for you. So you don't even have to say shit like that. You don't have to call me anything. Because I've given you the scene. And if you still think that's okay for young minors to dress like that, then something's clearly wrong with you. And God forbid you don't have any fucking kids. And please tell me you don't, because if you do, then Gen Alpha is so fucked it's beyond recognition. They're foobard. Total foobard. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it. Because if we got shitty... If that's a mother that I talk to, that kid is fucked. Because he's going to say, oh, I want to be a... Yeah, you can dress like that. Hey, this guy's on... Oh, he seems like a nice guy. He's got all kinds of... It's over! Whoa. I'm gonna sell my pics on OnlyFans. I'm gonna sell my videos
on the wall.
What if they do virtual shit later? What if you do they do virtual shit later? Where it's like, I'm gonna quote something.
I'm gonna quote something that you probably know very well.
What is it?
I'm gonna need more rope.
Where have I heard that from before?
Grim, you know that, right?
Have I heard that before? But I remember. I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember.
Reference? I don't know.
Yeah, so there's a reference.
Yeah, I was about to say the reference.
Because I didn't mind. Candlejack?
I don't think I've seen it.
I'm gone. All right, bye, guys! Candlejack!
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna need more rope.
Okay, I get it. Okay, that's cool. But yeah. You know, okay, now we're gonna go ahead and talk about the whole... You know, because I said I would talk a little bit about the whole doll thing. The doll, okay. Basically, alright. So, this guy got on to... I mean, I can talk about it now, because it's all out in the open. The guy's been doxxed. I have his name. His name's actually been posted in the server, because it's in the article I linked. But, yeah, the guy... Basically, he... I'm not sure exactly what the situation is, but he chased some minors down. He said the minors were attacking him. The teenagers were attacking him. And he chased them with a machete. And he basically got in the newspaper, the local newspaper, for it. And this is a guy that owns the doll and everything else. Yeah, it's in there. It's in the general. Go check it out.
That one.
Yeah, but basically... Alright, so this guy, he found out that Kiwi... I guess he's a Kiwi user. But he found out that Kiwi had doxxed him. So he jumped on there to basically fight with the Kiwis. And that was interesting. Now, I've been reading their exchanges. There's about 19 pages. And he's doing a couple of things that I can tell are edgy. And one of the guys admitted that this sounds like 14-year-old edgelord stuff. And he said, the only time I did that is when I didn't have anything going on with my life. So I would say edgy shit, and I would do edgy shit. And he said, I'm not like that anymore. Obviously. But he said, that's what this guy sounds like. But he was basically trying to talk about this woman that had... like, there's a 17-year-old that had her head cut off or something. She was a... Instagram, some kind of Twitch thought, somebody like that. Brittany.
Wait a minute, why am I saying, ooh, I don't have sympathy?
But basically, he was saying that the doll kind of, people were saying that his doll kind of looked like that person. I think that might be a reach, and even some other people kind of thought it might be a reach. But they did say, you know, he did say that he liked using the doll's head as a, like, fucking the doll's head or something. Like, I don't know. He was trying, and they're like, oh, are you talking about because she had her head, she was beheaded? Like, they kept calling him a pedophile and a murderer and rapes, all this other crazy stuff. It was getting nuts. Until finally, some people were trying to have a decent conversation with him. And one guy came in there, and he said a lot of good things. He actually had a lot of good things to say. There's actually a few people in there that know what they're talking about. And he got in there and he just really narrowed the guy down. So now, there are some interesting allegations. I've showed my friend this information, the friend I knew that was the government, you know, doing stuff in government. And they have not responded back to me. However, this person said that the aforementioned had been watching underground torture porn videos. Like, literal torture videos. Like, actual women being tortured. Because he wanted it to be like, it's like, it's a Joker, that's what you get thing. It's like, oh, that's what you get. Yeah. Yeah, it's literally a Joker this is what you get, what you deserve thing. Yeah, that's
I'm assuming that they must have done something. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck by that mentality.
Yeah. Knowing
how the Joker works.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what he was kind of saying. People don't know that he does this, but he does it. And I haven't gone on to the forums and said anything because we don't have enough information. I have one source that verified it, but I don't have any links to show it. So, I don't know. But that's all that she's been saying, finding out from her information. She does have the guy's real name now, but everybody does, because it got doxxed. I mean, they found the article. They found where the guy lives. They were posting pictures of that. And he's like, well, you know, as long as y'all don't dox my, job, or not job, but my house or anything like that, because my neighbors don't need the trouble. And he said, look, man, you're not that important enough for us to do anything like that. He said, if it was something like that, we would have, you know, we would have done it. We honestly don't care that much. Because they're starting to think that he's just kind of a troll, and he's starting to do, like, edgelord comments, and he's like, oh, I like midget porn and shit like that. You know, he's just trying to be edgy.
I
want to
have threesome.
No, he's just being edgy. He's just being edgy. That's all he's doing. And, it's no big deal, man. It's not anything to really be too worried about. Like, honestly, the thread's kind of gone cold. It was active for 19 pages. And then after that, people just kind of gave up. But Ken wants him on, and I think he should be on with Ken, because, I mean, he needs to be able to tell his story. He's been trying to tell his story. I'm like, fine, tell your story. Ken will fucking hear you out. And if Ken, you know, he'll tell you what he thinks. That's the best way to do it. You know?
I have to be private.
I mean, he's also come up with terms that people are starting to use now. Like dussy instead of pussy, which is supposed to be a slang for doll pussy. Dussy. People are starting to actually use it, and they think it...
Like boosty?
Yeah, like, no, so Gussie.
The pussy, but the dolls.
Doll, yeah, Gussie. Yeah, yeah. People are starting to catch on, and they think it actually sounds good. Like, they're like, oh, okay, we can use that now. I'm like, oh, shit.
That just sounds extra to do. Goodness.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing. But, you know, the one that freaked me out, and I do not want to happen, I explained. I said, please don't make this a thing, is Dollgina. Do not
use my God. Dollgina.
Oh, this is impossible. This stupid race. I know you're supposed to use your stupid little frog gun to beat him.
Rex.
But...
I never thought I'd hear the word like that.
Yeah, Dollgina was like, no! It was like, dude, don't use that fucking term.
We gotta get keep these people mad.
Yeah, I mean, I told him, I said, look, I said to him, I said, this guy's gotten more attention, gave the doll community more attention than we ever wanted. We don't want this much attention. We're a bunch of guys that post our dolls on Instagram and talk shop, and we just want to be left the fuck alone. Okay? Like, even I thought it was cringe, the stuff when I unveiled my doll on social media years ago. And why I don't do it now, why I removed all the photos and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying, though, guys. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We don't want all this. We didn't want him and all this crap that he's doing. We don't want it.
I'm reminded of the Deus Ex meme. I never asked for this.
Yeah. Nightmare does not like the guy. Nightmare doesn't like the guy. None of his doll friends like the guy. I wanted to tell Phil about him tomorrow, but not tomorrow. Monday. Because tomorrow, But Monday, I want to tell Phil at least what the hell's going on. And Phil's going to be here. He said he promises he won't flake out this time. So we're gonna do it.
Surprise, Phil cares.
Well, no. Well, I'm not talking to him about that. I've actually got Phil on to talk to him about the stuff that Revy mentioned. I will talk to him. I will briefly mention this if he cares. But we're mostly talking about the things that Revy suggested. You know, the zipper skin and, you know, the whole zipper skin and what I think would be better for light, you know, light dolls, the lighter doll, the hard plastic skeletons, just things like that. But that's kind of what we were going to discuss. I may have to go back and read the damn video again because I can't remember that other thing he wanted. Watch the video because I can't remember that other thing he suggested. But I do remember the doll. I'll just look at it real quick and be like, okay, yeah, that's the one. But I know he talked about the doll skin that you put on. He did talk about that. And that's important. Just a zippable doll suit, or, you know, so you don't have to keep buying new dolls every time. And I think that's a great idea. Wow. That's crazy. I can walk on his sprite, but it hurts me. Oh, this is probably where I'm gonna end this fucking video because I'm stuck in this goddamn race. I didn't know it was gonna be this hard, and it's really frustrating. Cause if he beats you, of course, you lose. So I'm gonna do this one more time, and then if I... And see, the thing is, you can't get too close to him, cause you'll get hurt. But then, of course, there's enemies, and if the enemies hurt you... Oh, I didn't know there was a shortcut. I didn't know there was a shortcut there. Hold on. Oh, damn it. Okay, anyway, yeah. This is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm going to be out of here for Grimm's Late Night Open Mic with this basic topic, you know, where we're talking about, you know, just everything I think we talked about today. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. Anything you guys...
Awesome for VTubers. Stay out of Go Get in Jail!
All right. I'll see you next time. Later.